School's in session!
Time to bust out some pen and paper, folks. You're tuning in to Freshman 15 with me, DJ Red. I've got the latest tips, tricks, and personal advice to make your college experience fan-frickin-tastic. So what do you have to lose? Let's get this show on the road. It's gonna take some time to realize.
But if you look inside, I'm sure you'll find. What's up, guys, and welcome to Freshman 15. This is DJ Red, and this show is all about how to become a better college student. Whether that be studying more effectively, getting the internship and jobs you want, or mastering your money and paying off your student debt, we have covered all of these this semester on Freshman 15. If for some reason you missed part of the epic semester-long journey with me as your fearless host, you can check out the recordings on radio.dominican.edu under Student Shows. And believe it or not, we're actually broadcasting the 8th and final show of Freshman 15 this afternoon, which is just as depressing for you as it is for me. And have no fear, the weekend is here. And throughout the next hour, I plan to give you some awesome closing words that kind of sum up all the aspects of college life. And I'm sorry for the delay in start time today for all you listeners out there who have been with me. But without further ado, as my promo says, let's get this show on the road. First and foremost, RIP to the man, the myth, and the legend, Prince. He passed away earlier this week, if you are not up to date in current events, and I just wanted to pay tribute to him because why not? I have that power as a DJ here on my own radio show. So the first segment I'd like to break into today in regards to college advice. We've talked about so many different things on the show, so coming up with how I wanted to close out this semester is kind of hard. And I thought the way that we should start today is by diving into my past. Specifically, I want to look at some of the different things that I regret actually not doing in my college experience so far, or not doing better, let's say that, for some aspects of it, because obviously I still have time to change. And hopefully in the next year or so, I can implement some of these changes. And while I think my college experience so far has honestly been great, there's definitely some things I could pick out from it that either individual events, maybe general practices and ways that I've kind of gone through things, but I wish I kind of did them a little bit differently. And granted, I do still have one more year, as I've mentioned before, but there's definitely some things that I want to be conscientious of moving forward, and now I have the opportunity to discuss them with you guys today. If you are currently a student and find yourself in any of the situations we talk about, and I've found myself in, maybe this episode will hopefully help you do things a little bit better than I have. So now is the first thing that I'd like to get into. I'm not trying to convey that I hated my college experience, because on the contrary, I have loved being at the Dominican. I don't want anybody to think otherwise. And I've had amazing opportunities that have presented themselves to me just in the last 3 years alone. And the regrets I have are nothing too intense, and I would they wouldn't have vastly changed my experience, so to speak, but in general, I just think that they are kind of important. So maybe it'll be a bit more clear once I actually kind of get into these. So regret number one is actually not getting involved with on-campus clubs or organizations sooner than I already have. If you've been tuning in all semester long, you know of the ways in which I am involved now as a student athlete, student ambassador, and so on. And this year was actually the first time I really breached out and left hanging out with just the athletes here on campus. And by becoming a student ambassador and participating in Young Life every Wednesday this year, I've been able to really expand my boundaries and meet some incredible people. I got involved early with things that made sense, such as Student Athlete Advisory Committee or PSAC. However, if I had sought out a little bit more fun clubs, I think, early on versus thinking they would be something good to put on my resume, which is kind of why I originally got started with PSAC and stuff. But if I had done more fun things versus worrying so much about the future and what I needed to do to be a better employee later on, I think in general, I would have just branched out again, like I said, from being just the athlete and developing myself a little bit more. And it would have exponentially improved my college experience, I think, just because I can sit down and appreciate all the people and experiences I've had this year by doing more and being more involved, as mentioned, campus ministry, the alternative spring break trips, and student ambassadors. I've met so many more people, and if I had just started this process earlier, I can only imagine how much better my college experience would have been. And now for those listening, I think my biggest advice in regards to getting involved is finding a club or organization that can kind of help you develop a hobby or a passion of yours. If you're going to invest that much time and commitment, because we all know how stressful this college time can be, just remember that it's really important. Why not make the clubs and organizations you get involved with something that you're passionate about? And as mentioned, yeah, building a resume and joining debate club might be awesome. But if you'd much rather join the dance team or like a beginning guitar class or something like that, whatever your school is offering, I say get out there and just do it, because I wish I had done a little bit more of that. I waited until too long to get involved with the online student newspaper or the radio program and things like that. And I just imagine what my experience would have been if I had started all of these different organizations a little bit sooner. And for me, actually, the strongest club that I am disappointed in myself for starting so late is actually in regards to campus ministry and religion. And for me, religion and developing my spirituality has always been something I wanted to do, but was apprehensive because I didn't want to become just another church girl, so to speak. And I just, in my head, came up with all of these stereotypes that I didn't want to become. I had this negative connotation in my head about what people were going to think if I started getting super involved in Dominican's campus ministry. I also knew that the campus was founded on Catholic heritage and didn't know what other options were out there for me so that I could explore my faith like outside of Catholicism. So in general, I was just too timid my freshman and sophomore year to kind of get involved. And I am so unbelievably thankful that I have found a strong religious group here on campus, but basically it's just a mentoring program, and it's been absolutely amazing, and it's called Young Life, and it's truly been one of the best blessings in disguise for me this year. And I'm very fortunate and humbled to have met each of my mentors, Jess and Shay, John and Elena. I don't know if any of you are listening today, but honestly, meeting you guys and just the way you've impacted my life in such a short time with the club has been truly amazing. You've helped me learn more about God and how He works within my life in a fun, interactive, and memorable way. In no way is this group forcing religion down your throat, but all we're doing is just sharing love and hanging out with friends, and in general, you just learn to love life a little bit more. And my sophomore year, I had a really hard time. There was a lot of things that came about that I was struggling with. And I think if I had been involved with Young Life then, I would have been able to see God's presence and just overall kind of find the happiness in life that I was missing out on sophomore year. So that's one of those things that I definitely regret, but I can see it now. And that's why I want to advise you guys to just kind of don't be afraid of what other people are going to think. Like, try every single club if that's what you're interested in. And in no way are you committed for life on anything. Just get out there and explore it. In case you're just tuning in, this is DJ Red here on my show, Freshman 15. And I'm talking about some of my personal experiences in college the last 3 years and some of the things I actually regret either not doing or not doing well enough. And I just am kind of talking about these and providing some advice on that. The second regret that I want to delve into here is the fact that I didn't travel and explore enough. And I shared in a previous episode why I felt travel was an important aspect to implement in your college experience, whether that's studying abroad, alternative spring break trips, or just getting out with friends. And I think what inspired this segment in earlier shows was the fact that I didn't start that early in my college career. And I do honestly really wish that I had done more of it. Looking forward, knowing I only have one summer left. That's absolutely insane to me before I start my whole big girl life. And that's horrifying because now my opportunities are dwindling quickly. And it's just one of those things that I'm not going to be able to change. I'm going to be working full time. Again, I have one more spring break, one more winter break, one more summer break, all of these different things. And now, as mentioned, my opportunities are so slim, and I almost see an opportunity missed by not doing more of it while in college, because this is the time for you to get out and explore, experiment, and find yourself. Studying abroad was difficult for me, specifically because of my soccer schedule, and you do have the chance to implement that experience later in life, I guess, but what I think I was kind of fearful of just accumulating more student debt and somehow falling behind in my credits or something like that, but it shouldn't hinder you taking this amazing opportunity. And studying abroad wasn't for me, but for any of you out there who are interested in it, I highly recommend it. I'm super envious of all my friends and just different students here at Dominican I've spoke to who spent a semester or even just a few weeks in the summer to live and learn in another culture. That's just so amazing to me that people are able to spend 2 weeks in Peru or head on out to El Salvador and see all the violence and learn from these people and see how compassionate they are. And you just delve right into the culture, and I think it's amazing, and I do think that I missed that opportunity. I'm a step too short in that. But while you can take it, do. I highly encourage that. For me and the advice I want to give about exploring more in college, my biggest thing and regret is, I think, my spontaneity. Like, I should have been someone who was always willing to say yes versus saying no. That's something I have a really hard time with, and it's definitely something I'm working on. However, when I put too much pressure on pre-planning trips or taking, it just takes away from the fun of the weekend getaways that I definitely know that I missed out on. And if I had been more spontaneous with how I handled opportunities in college, I think I would have been able to experience so much more. So just remember that these 4 years only come around once in a lifetime, and you should definitely take advantage of all those crazy things that are out there. Again, this is not to say it's too late for me. I know that I have one more year, and any of you out there who find yourself in the same boat as me, just remember, it's not too late. I've learned that by putting up walls and living life on a timeline, you can really hinder yourself from amazing opportunities. And the best example I have of this was actually my freshman year. I remember I'm one of those people that's just kind of in my room by myself. I go to bed early, and one evening I had forgotten to put my phone on silent, which ended up being beneficial, but I was sound asleep in my room in Pennefort Residence Hall freshman year, and all of a sudden at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., something crazy, my obnoxious friends just come storming down the hall. They're banging on my door. They're calling me like, wake up, you need to come hang out with us. And they drag me out of bed, like I said, 2 in the morning, and they're like, we need to go on an adventure. Like, come on, Stokes, don't be lame. And so they pull me out of bed and all of this stuff. And they end up taking me to Marin Headlands, and it's a beautiful lookout spot over San Francisco. And this was actually the first time my freshman year I had pretty much gone off campus because I'd been so involved with soccer and everything first semester. And I will always be fortunate for this experience that I had with my friends, because while I was sound asleep in my bed, my friends that I've met here pulled me out of my comfort zone. They dragged me up on top of this mountain, and I was able to experience one of the most beautiful views that San Rafael and San Francisco has to offer, looking out over the Golden Gate Bridge at like 3 o'clock in the morning. It was so much fun, and I remember laughing and just feeling truly grateful for being where I was and for the friends I had, for making me kind of step up and be more spontaneous. And I truly am grateful for that opportunity. And again, one of my favorite memories here in college. So definitely get out there, be more spontaneous, travel, see what there is to offer, because nature is so beautiful. We talked about hiking before. If you're just feeling crazy one weekend, don't plan it. Pack a bag and go hiking. I think that's going to be one of the best things. And those would probably be my two biggest regrets, the whole not being spontaneous and traveling and then not getting involved in much. But the final regret that I want to talk about in this little segment here, because obviously I might have a handful of them, but I'm going to narrow it down to 3 today. And the third one I want to highlight would be exploring elective opportunities early in your college career. Now, Dominican does a great job of spreading major classes with general education classes every semester, but I think for exploration of minor opportunities, that really falls on the student and kind of figuring out what kind of classes you might be interested in. Now, in the spring of 2017, I'm going to be graduating, fingers crossed, with a bachelor's in communication and media studies with a minor in graphic art and design. And I was inspired to take on this minor only about a year ago now, because my freshman year for my art requirement, I actually took an intro to graphic design course. And I thought it was just a great skill set to build for pursuing a marketing and public relations career, as well as provide me with more stress-free opportunities where I was utilizing both sides of my brain, you know, becoming a more well-rounded student. And while my skills have definitely developed over the last 3 years with the minor, I can't help but feel sometimes like I missed out on other opportunities, such as pursuing business marketing classes, psychology, which I find absolutely fascinating, leadership, or even double concentrating for comm, and learning more about journalism. All of these paths I know that I could have taken. And in no way is what I've done a negative, but maybe what I regret is not exploring myself and what I really wanted to gain from my 4-year experience kind of beforehand. And I know that's hard to do as a freshman, and I fully understand that people can't do it all. And trust me, I have friends who are double majoring and double minoring, and their life is not one that I'm envious of, because the work I've put in for my first 3 years, I know it's been crazy, full course loads and stuff like that, but I was able to take more Because of how hard I've worked, I'm going to be taking more elective courses my senior year, actually, which I'm excited about. I'm really looking forward to this adolescent development class I'm going to be taking in the fall. It's for non-psych majors, but we're going to be looking at the psychology behind kids and how, like, cognizantly they grow up and all this other stuff. So I'm super excited to that. And it's a catch-22. Some battles you win and some you lose, I understand. And it's just a challenge. I want to challenge all of my listeners out there who are freshmen or even sophomores and juniors. It's just never too late to just take a 3-unit of something you enjoy and really explore those elective credits, because I think that's the best way to try and find something you might be interested in minoring in. Maybe you'll stumble across a hidden talent like I did with graphic design, or you'll uncover new possibilities and interests where you least expected it. We'll be talking to a student later here in the studio after our first break, but we'll kind of see how she did that and all the amazing opportunities that were presented for her. And that's kind of all I have in regards to some of the regrets I have for my college experience. Granted, I, again, have one more year, so there's so much possibility in my life, still so many doors open, and I really can't say I regret them too much, because I have loved every minute here on the Dominican campus and being a student, and in general just being a college student, because I think vulnerability and the opportunity to change, that whole thing for me has been absolutely phenomenal, and I've learned so much about myself. But other than that, that's all I have at this time, and I think it's time for a little media timeout. I hope you've enjoyed listening here at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Red, and we will be back shortly. Thank you guys, and stay tuned.
Zumba, weight training classes, and more. At Dominican University of California, the Conlon Center offers a wide range of amenities to benefit your everyday health and wellness.
Do you want that freshman 15?
I don't think so.
So come on down to the Conlon Center, and while you're there, don't miss a second of the Penguin basketball games and volleyball matches that are held in the gymnasium.
And the Penguins win 78-76. The unthinkable has happened at the Conlon Center.
Not on a sports team, but want to play? No problem.
All DU students are encouraged to participate in rec sports. After a practice or a game, you can cool off by jumping into the pool. It's all at the Conlon Center.
Only at Dominican University of California.
And welcome back to the coolest show broadcast on internet radio. This is DJ Red, the host of Freshman 15 here at radio.dominican.edu. Before we took a little media timeout, we discussed some of the things I wish I could change about my college experience so far. And to take this a step further, I wanted to bring in a graduating senior and see what they had to say about their experience in college and see what words of wisdom or advice we could pull from them. So without further ado, I want to welcome Navi Dhaliwal into the studio with me today. Go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself, Navi, such as your major, where you're originally from, and maybe one fun fact you'd just like to share today.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Navi Dhaliwal. I am a senior political science major here at Dominican. I'm originally from Sacramento. And a fun fact about me is that I've gone skydiving just literally spontaneously. Just did it.
Wow, that's actually really cool. Earlier, we were talking about some of my regrets in college and what I haven't done so far. And being spontaneous was one of them. So that's actually awesome. I don't think I would ever willingly jump out of a plane, but Miss Navi over here has, so that's awesome. So Navi, if you haven't tuned into my show before, I do a show called Freshman 15, and we do college advice, and I kind of just talk about my personal experience here so far. My first question I have for you today is, what initially drew you to actually attend Dominican, and are you happy with the choice you made with graduation just around the corner?
Well, what brought me here to Dominican is I was sitting in my bio class in high school, and I just wanted to leave because I didn't want to learn more about mitochondria being the powerhouse of the cell. So I went to Dominican's little showcase where they have one admissions counselor come in and talk to the students about what's so great about Dominican and why you should attend. And what really drew me was, first off, Josh McKay. I don't know if you know him, but
he was actually my counselor too from SAC.
Yeah, so he just has this great energy about him. So he really sold Dominican to me. But then I saw on the pamphlet and the brochures, Edge Hill Village, and I just was sold by how it looked. It just looked really pretty. So I didn't really base it off of course, academics and merit came afterwards. But first glance, I was just sold by how the campus presented itself and then the individual that was presenting the campus.
No, I can totally attest to how awesome Josh was back when he was an undergrad admissions counselor. He was mine as well. Same kind of situation. I was getting a bunch of pamphlets in the mail and was definitely drawn to the beauty of San Rafael and Dominican in general. Are you pretty happy with your decisions so far? Is there any kind of like regrets or anything you might have had in your college choice?
Definitely not. I mean, I walked in with a desire to be a bio major, and I like that's what drew me to Dominican too with the Fink school opening, mm-hmm. the new science building at least 4 years ago. But I'm really happy with how everything's gone. I was just talking to someone yesterday about how drastically my life has changed when I really changed the perspective of, you know, who I was and what I could really maximize on here and the opportunities I can have. So yes, in short, I love it and I'm super happy with it.
That's awesome. And I'm really happy that you can say such nice words about Dominican, because I love Dominican, as all my listeners know. If you could try and actually describe your college experience in a couple of words, could you do that?
So as you know, Melissa, I can probably talk about my college experience in quite a few words, but definitely life-changing and experimental. You always hear books mm-hmm. talk about, you know, this college journey and the college experience, but you never really believe it. And as I'm about to head off into the real world, I found that everything that people have said is true. It's remarkable. It's life-changing. You really do find yourself here. If you do get the, you know, the blessing to find yourself here and you jump into those opportunities. So it's been amazing. No words, really.
No, that's awesome. You talk about opportunities that have presented themselves at Dominican. And as student ambassadors of the university, we always talk about there's more opportunities than students here. What are some of the amazing opportunities that you are thankful to have or have been given in the last couple of years?
So when I switched my major to political science, I thought, you know what, it's going to be really easy. I'm not going to get any internships within a few years. It's fine. I can totally do this. But as soon as I walked in, I was sitting in the office with Allison Howard and then a gentleman from the Mike McGuire campaign. And so immediately I was thrusted into doing an internship with Mike McGuire's Senate campaign for California State Legislature, which he just won.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so I was able to really jump into that opportunity. Like, it's that line that the ambassadors say, and because I have a lot of friends who are ambassadors, is so true, because opportunity is everywhere. Mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity to go meet Secretary Panetta as a student body president here at Dominican, and get to understand what it means to be a leader and how to, you know, take the opportunities you have with the student body and ensure that your interests are met as well as theirs. I've had the opportunity to be an orientation mentor, which I absolutely love. I've got to meet so many new people and break out of my shell. I've had the opportunity to travel to Washington to do Habitat for Humanity, which was a life-changing experience with campus ministry and their alternative spring break immersion trips. And just everything, it's so much, it's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. how many opportunities you have here. Like, I could probably spend hours talking about them. Mm-hmm. But we're limited to a time slot.
No, definitely. And these are all different things that I've spoken over the semester-long journey here in the studio with my listeners about. I talked about my experience in Tijuana and the alternative spring break trips and how important travel is. And we've talked about internship opportunities and proactively pursuing them. So it's really cool to see how much you've stepped into that. Mm. As like a major that switched. I didn't know that about you, actually. And so the fact that you're the student body president who like switched into poli sci, like those kind of things are super cool, because I do believe of, like, think of you as like a leader on the campus. Aww. And everything like that. So it's really cool, and obviously you've had great influence from your advisors and the people who have been mentors to you along your way. So I think that's a great testament for Dominican and how they kind of take people under their wing and develop them into the future leaders of tomorrow.
Oh yeah, totally.
All right, so with almost a complete college experience under your belt, it's kind of always my thing here in the studio to give advice, but I wanted to see Navi, Miss President and soon-to-be graduate. Do you have any advice for the next incoming class that's about to come to Dominican and college campuses across the nation?
Yes, so because I won't be able to be an actual orientation mentor next year, I always tell the students who do walk in each year that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to not know what you want to do or change your major halfway through. I think oftentimes we're afraid of the risk and the vulnerabilities that come with change. And that's what college is really about, understanding that changes happen. And this college space that you have is so safe, and it allows you to really explore yourself. And so really, for the incoming class, I urge them to accept vulnerability and accept change, and understand that can really push you into things you may have never imagined. Like, if someone told me 4 years ago that I would be the student body president, that I would be a political science major, I would probably laugh in their face or just run the other way. But really maximizing on the opportunities you had, like you discussed, and you've probably met hundreds of students who've mm-hmm. really taken it upon themselves to change the way they see their lives and what opportunities they have here at Dominican. And so really stressing the importance of opening to change and being okay with vulnerability, because the end goals are always so much bigger than what we've expected.
Yeah, no, I can totally agree with that. I mean, obviously, I'm a year behind Navi in school, but I can definitely attest to the fact that by being vulnerable and allowing yourself to grow in all the ways you never thought possible, you're definitely going to get much more out of your college experience. And Navi and I were speaking about this before we went on air today, but the whole cliche of, like, you learn so much more outside of the classroom and you learn so much more about yourself, those are definitely opportunities that present themselves in college. So just to piggyback on to what she said, incoming class, just remember that you're going to grow so much as a person, and change is good. We've talked about that in my previous broadcast. And other than that, I just think Navi is really eloquent and put it perfectly, and embrace it and fail a little bit, and that's okay, because that's how you learn. And in general, I just really appreciate all you had to say today, Navi. Thank you so much for joining me today. Other than that, any closing words?
I don't know. Thank you for having me on your radio show. This mm-hmm. is awesome. I've never seen this side of Melissa, so it's really cool to see this side of Melissa. We're learning new things about each other. And I guess that kind of just adds on to the fact that even if Dominican is a small school, you may think you know everything about someone. And then when you give yourself the opportunity to really sit down and talk to them, it's crazy. It's crazy what yep. you can learn. And the friendships and the bonds you can make. Because I didn't even know she was from Sacramento. So that's awesome.
There we go. That's all I have questions-wise for Miss Dollywell today. So I wanted to thank her again for taking the time out of her Friday to join me in the studio here at Penguin Radio. We are going to head into our second and last little break here. So don't close that webpage, folks. My show, Freshman 15, will be right back. Stay tuned.
you know that a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds? At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field. Just turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live. This public service announcement is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
And welcome back. This is DJ Red, your host of Freshman 15. That concludes what I have for college advice this semester. It has been my goal that through broadcasting Freshman 15, we would transcend the boundaries of your typical college advice podcast and analyze some of those things you wish people told you about when you were a freshman in college. I hope my show was relatable to all listeners, whether they be freshmen, prospective students, or any other college students, faculty members, and just random family members showing love and support out there. I know this experience has been one I'm going to cherish and have seen so much personal growth in my broadcasting abilities. I hope that at the end of all this, those loyal listeners out there can walk away with at least 15 plus new tips and tricks that can make the time transitioning between high school and full-on adult life a little more easygoing. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in to Freshman 15 here on Penguin Radio. Signing out for the last time here, this is DJ Red, and I hope you all have an amazing weekend. Thank you guys so much.
In case you got lost in the awesomeness that is my show, for the last hour, I've been sharing some personal college advice. If you like what I had to say this week, I highly encourage you to tune in again next Friday, 11 a.m. for the Freshman 15 with me, DJ Red. Thank you guys so much for listening in on radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio is the official radio station of Dominican University of California, where fellow students like myself are given the opportunity to write, produce, and record our own personalized radio programs. We are sponsored by the Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences program and produced under the Communication and Media Studies Department, where our chair is Brad Van Alstein, our executive producer is Leona George Davidson, and our faculty advisor is Stuart Horn. I hope you all have had a great time tuning in, and have a great weekend, everybody.